tremendous kavod for us here in Atlanta. Baruch Hashem, we have Rav Moshe Heineman here from Baltimore. He's the Rav of the Agudas Yisrael of Baltimore and also the head of the Star K, and as a very sought-after speaker. He has been here before and very, very well received, and we are thrilled that he was masking to give us the kavod of addressing us this evening.
Good evening, everyone. I remember that I spoke here before. Hope I don't say the same thing again that I said last time. It says in the in this week's Sedra is the Sedra of the Shira. So the Shira is Az Yashe Moshe Bnei Yisrael Hashira Zayis. It's a long Shira. Then it says after that that Batikach Merim Hanaviyah Satoif Biyada. But they turn a call and Oshmach Rael Besupim Chaylois Batan Len Miriam. Miriam said to them, Shul Hashem ki go sis rach barama bayam. So what is the pshat in what Miriam was saying? Is the Torah just saying that she said the first pasuk, which the Kaisel says, or is it just saying she said the same Shira and they said the whole Shira? The Lashon Latam Lahem Miriam, which normally you thought would say Lahem, because she was saying the Shira for the women. And Latam is Mashma, she kind of something. There was a sichsuch over here, whether you should say it or you should not say it. What exactly is the pshat in Miriam's, what is the Shira, and what did she say over here? So I saw one of the Mefarshim that says like this: Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. The Mashem took them out of Mitzrayim. There were two parts of this. One is they took them out of the Shibud of the Avodas Perach, and now they didn't have to work anymore. But the second thing is they took them out of the Tumas Mitzrayim, of the Golos Mitzrayim, which was void of any Ruchnius. And now, Klal Yisrael, as the Bunchan said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tavdunas or Kim HaLaHorazah, when you come out, this is going to lead to Kabbalah HaTorah. So when the Yidden said the Shira, actually there was no Avodas Perach already the whole year of the Esa, all the time of the Esa Makas, there was no Shibud anymore. But the Eden, the Bansham saved them, and now they were able to be able to we're going to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll be able to, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, and there's going to be we'll be able to keep the Torah, the Bansham will give us the Torah. So the women time it, okay, the men can say Shira because they are the ones who mitzvah on Torah. But we are not mitzvah on Torah, so therefore it's not so appropriate that we should say the Shir. The main Shir was the fact that we're going to have this Iskavus to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're going to become Lam Hashem through the Torah. And so even though they have the mitzvahs, but limit our Torah they don't have. So Atam Lahem Miriam, Miriam tied into them like this. Sus v'rach by Rama Bayom. The Rabbeinu Shalom went and he threw the rider of the horse and the horse into the Yamsuf. So Bishleimer, the rider, I can understand why the Banshom threw him into the water, because they were coming to kill the Eden. They had oppressed the Eden. The Mitzrayim had oppressed the Eden now for 210 years, and now they wanted to kill them. So Banshom went and he drowned them. They deserved Misa. But the Sus, what did the sus do wrong? The sus was just an animal. The rider came and went and he pushed him. And so he did it. So why should he be Mukhiv Misa? The answer is that the reason why it's Mukhiv Misa is because he helped the Mitzrim run after the Eden to why he wanted to kill him. So he helped. So even though that he was just an animal, but once you help someone do a bad thing, you also are responsible. So now, from here you can learn a kavachoma. The midas toiva is much greater than midas piranhas, 500 times as much. By it says that the Baruch Shalom is peiked of einovas al shileishim al ribeim, but by the midas toiva it says neitzel chesed la lofen to 2,000. So 2,000, 500 times 4. So if someone helps someone do a mitzvah, so kol shkein, then you should get schar. If we say that someone helps someone do an avera, he's mechuyav misa just because he helped him. So the horse helped him, so therefore he's mechuyav misa. So someone who helps someone do a mitzvah, so kol shkein, that he deserves, the person deserves schar for helping the person do the mitzvah. As a matter of fact, the women's whole bria, the Rabbi Shem said, that's the tafkid of the woman. And the Gemara says that what is the Noshim B'mai Zachyon, how Noshim Zoicha to Olam Haba, because the Olam Haba is the Schus in the Schus HaTaira. So the Gemara says because they wait for their husbands to come home from the Beis Medrash, they don't say you're going to come home early, they take the children to school, and they help with the Torah. So just by not nudging her husband come home early and let him sit in the Beis Medrash, so she helps him. So this is what Miriam has said. Atan lahem Miriam, you also have to sing a shira. Because Sus Barach by Rama Vayam, the Rav Shalom went and he killed this Sus also because he helped him do something bad. So you were going to help your husband. It's true you're not mechuyav in the midst of Torah, but your job is not to learn Torah. Your job is to be an Ezer, to help him learn Torah. And then you have a schus in his Torah. You have a schus in the Torah. So so she said, Lahem, that for them, for their Torah, you have a schus in it. The Rabbi Shalom also helps us do mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Yitzchak shel Adam is gaba ala b'chol yayin. V'ilamola HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizrei eino yachalai. A person, the Moshe made a Yitzchara, that it will be misgaba, it will be overpower a person. V'ilamola HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizrei eino yachalai. A person would not be able to hold out from this Yitzchara. So more brings a person. So why did the Rebbe Shalom make such a strong Yetzer Hara that a person cannot overcome it and he needs the help of the Rebbe Shalom? Why did the Rebbe Shalom make a Yetzer Hara a little bit weaker that a person wouldn't be able to overcome it? Well, what's the seichel in this? So I once said that there is the Ava of the Rebbe Shalom to the Yidden comes because the Rebbe Shalom Kaviyachol is matriach himself with every mitzvah that he does to help him. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that Reitz Adam Kav Shaloi Mitisha Kav Mishal Chavera. A person would rather the Gemara is talking about that if someone found a Metzia, so and Lavudim, so he should sell them in order they should be they're getting bad. So then, let's say someone found peaches, and if he doesn't, it won't last forever. They're going to get rotten. So he should sell them in order that he should be able to give them back to the buyer. But if the buyer was the one who cultivated them, they're his tomatoes. So then he should not do that, because a person wants his he was the one, Rashi says, because you work with them, so you got an attachment. You got an attachment to these tomatoes. Why? Because he sees himself in these tomatoes. His work is in these tomatoes. So he sees himself in there, and the other person has himself. So when the Rebbe Shalom, when the person does a mitzvah, the Rebbe Shalom works with him. And since the Rebbe Shalom Kaviyachol works with him, so that is Gurim, the Albesha Am Albahem, is Gurim the Ava, the Rebbe Shalom to Israel. But based on this, there's another pshat now that we can learn in the bracha that the women say every morning We say Shlosani Isha because we have more mitzvahs than an Isha, and the woman says Shlosani Kirt Sinai. So there are different mahalchim exactly what is the pshat Shlosani Kirt Sinai. Is that why they're praising the Rabban Shlom Shlosani Kirt Sinai? If there's nothing special, so why a woman praise the Rabban Shlom? So one pshat is that like this. When the Rabban Shlom created the man, he said, "Nasa adam b'tzalmeinu k'maseinu." Let us make a man. Who did the Rabban Shlom speak to? Rashi says he spoke to the Malachim. It was the Messiah with the Malachim. "Nasa adam, let's make a man." When it came to making the woman, the Rabban Shlom said, "Lo tov hayas adam levado, esa lo ezek neged." He didn't say "Nasa" that we should make it. He didn't ask any Malachim. He did this completely on his own rotzen. So that's what the woman says, "You men, you know, it wasn't so pasha, the Rabban had to discuss it with the Malachim to see if he wants to make you or not. But we women, the Rabban Shlom is not signing consent, it's only his rotzen. We're made complete by his rotzen then." But now there's, you could say, a different mahalach. The Rabban Shlom helps every yid do a mitzvah. It's the woman's job also to help the man do a mitzvah. That's her job. That's why it's a connector. So she is really doing the same thing that the Rabban Shlom is doing. That's her Sani Kursana. There's a yid that so by Hafsakas HaTorah, it's also the same thing. So is Machzik Torah, that he supports Torah. So then he's helping people to sit and learn. So that's a tremendous chus. That chus v'rach by Yerom and by Yom, that you see that it's chayv misa for helping someone do another. So it helps someone do a mitzvah. It's a tremendous chus. I want to tell you a story. This is a true story. When I heard it the first time, I didn't believe it. But after I saw it in print, and then I actually spoke to the one who the story happened with, and he verified that the story is correct. It's a true story. There was a yid. So far, it's not chiddush. There was a yid who was Baruch Hashem. He had a tremendous hatzlacha in business, and he had enough money to live his whole life and to hold out all his sons-in-law and sons to incur their whole life. He gave a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars for tzedakah. And he was already 35 years old. So he said, I want to give up my business and I'll sell my business, put the money in investments, and I want to learn myself. So, but of course, if he did that, he would not be able to give all the tzedakah that he gave till now. So he didn't know if that's the right thing to do or not. So he went to Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and asked him, what should he do? So Rav Shach said, "I don't want to answer your question directly. I just want to tell you what the Chofetz Chaim said. Chofetz Chaim says that if a person is a machzik Torah, and because of him that people are learning, in the Ol Ma'emes, the one who's machzik Torah will, he has a share in the Torah, he'll know the Torah." So Rav Shach said, "In the Ol Ma'emes, you're going to know more Torah than I will. Because I, a Masech that I learned, I know. A Masech that I didn't learn, I don't know." As if there was a Masech that he didn't learn. He says, if I didn't learn, I don't know. But you, since you've been mastering Torah all over, and people learning all the different Chalkei Torah, in the Olam Emes, you will know all the whole Torah, Kol Torah Kula." So he took it to understand that he should continue the business. So when he's 45 years old, he went back again to Rav Shach, and he said to Rav Shach, "Now I'm already 45. I mean, he was a Ben Torah. It's not as if he didn't learn anything. But he wanted to spend his whole day learning. He said, Mosai Esagama Mechel Besi. I mean, I listened to what the Rav said, and I was kept on my business, but now, can I give up my business and learn myself? Rav Shach said, no. When he was 55 years old, Rav Shach was not living anymore. He went to David Feinstein, and he told him of the story, and he said, can I learn? Rav David Feinstein said, no. He said, when I'm 65, can I do that? Rav David Feinstein said, no. Why? Because it's a mitzvah, she'yesh la'asod e'achayim. Not everyone can give so much money to tzedakah. So the klal is that you have a mitzvah, she'yesh la'asod e'achayim, so you tzedakah Torah. That's what I'm assuming. That was the reason. So I heard the story. I saw it in print. I met the person. And he was the one, the story in print only goes as far as Rav Shach. I met him, and he told me the average winter of David, and as I told all the story. So here it is more than just helping a person do a mitzvah. When you help a person do a mitzvah, you have the schar of helping a person do a mitzvah, but over here it's more than that. This is the din of Yitzchak and Zvulun, that you actually have a chelek in it. And you actually know it. Now I want to tell you a story that I heard from my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Kof, Zechus HaRibracha, with Rabbi Chaim Volozhna. Rabbi Chaim Volozhna, there was a Yid who gave a lot of money to the Volozhna Yeshiva. And he gave it on the Tanai that when he dies, Rabbi Chaim Volozhna would learn Mishnayos for him. Shlom Mishnayos during the year, the old year, Shlom Mishnayos then, Lilu Nishmasai. So Chaim Volozhna was makabel on himself, and he gave a very lot of money to the yeshiva. And when he died, Rav Chaim Volozhna actually went to the Beis HaKvaros, which he never did for anyone. And in general, in Europe, the rabban didn't go to the Beis HaKvaros so much. They said a hesped, but they didn't go to the Beis HaKvaros. He went to the Beis HaKvaros, which was a shtickle mahalach. There were no cars in those days. And it was a hot day, and then when he came back, because he did such a taiva for the yeshiva, when he came back, he fell into the chair, and he reminded himself that he said he's going to learn Mishnayos for him. So right away he started learning Mishnayos, and he started learning a Mishnah, and then he had a kasha on the Mishnah, and he was thinking, and he couldn't figure out the answer to this kasha. So, as he was thinking, he fell asleep. And this Yid, who they just buried, came to him in the dream and told him the teretz on the kasha. So he was not a bar hochi, he was not a lamdan, but he told him the teretz on the kasha. So when he woke up, he said, Rav Chaim Volozhna said, I knew that if someone is machzik Torah, that he has a chelek in the Torah, and the Asa Glover is going to know the Torah, which he's going to have a chelek, and know the Torah which he supported. But I didn't realize that it goes so fast. So he just buried him, and he already told me the Torah's on the kasha. So this is So that's a special thing by Torah, and this is what Rav Shach was referring to, that he will know the Torah. The Chofetz Chaim said the same thing, and it's a tremendous schus. Besides the fact that if you help someone do a mitzvah, you get schar. It's more than that. Over here, besides you get schar for supporting Torah, you also get a cherek in the Torah. I want to tell you a story. With my Rosh Hashiva, I like to say the story, so maybe some of you have heard it from me already. He had yeshiva in Lakewood. He lived in New York. Half of the week he was in the yeshiva in Lakewood, where he used to be with the Bachrim, and he lived in the dormitory together with the rest of the Bachrim. And half of the week he was in New York, where he took care of raising funds for the yeshiva. where he took care of Chinuch Atzmai, raising funds for Chinuch Atzmai, and where he took care of the Nyanei Ha'ilam. People came with all kinds of problems, they came to him. So Thursday afternoon he came to the yeshiva. He came with a bus. He went with the subway from his house, and he went to the bus, and he came with the bus. And then from there, he stayed Thursday afternoon, Friday, Shabbos, he said a shiur on Shabbos, Sunday, Monday morning, he said a shiur at 12 o'clock, and then after the shiur, discussed the shiur with him, and then he left and went to New York. So it was New York on Monday afternoon, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and on Thursday morning. That was his routine. So even though that the yeshiva couldn't afford a car, they didn't have any car, so he went by bus and by subway, but he never went by himself. There was also a bachur that went with him. So when he got on the bus, he used to start talking and learning with the bachur, because there's a mitzvah, the lech chabaderech, that when you go on the trip, you're supposed to talk and learning. So he's talking and learning. But sometimes he was very eskamatet, he was very tired, and he never cared to get involved to the Masber Shre Rambam, how it's not Shre, a steer in the Rashba, whatever it was. Or sometimes the Bacha was not a bar hachi to understand it. So he used to say, Yachid Rabim Halacha Karabim. That was the Torah that he said. Why he picked this halacha from all the halachas that are in the Torah, why didn't he say there's a mitzvah that he matzahs on Pesach, which also could be a kind of lech chabaderech? No one asked him that question. He was a nifter, and this secret was nifter together with him. No one knew the answer. A few years later, I found in a sefer that says that the Vilna Gaon says it's a skula to be nitzam, the kol pagoim roim baderech, to say yach the rab malacha karab. So that's for sure why he did it. Because two things: you're a kind of the mitzvah of lech baderech, and you also it's a skula to be nitzam, the kol pagoim roim baderech. But what shachas does yach rab malacha karab have to do with be nitzam, the kol pagoim roim baderech? A few years later, I saw in another sefer that says that on the pasuk ki malachav yitzavolach mishmaruch v'chod rachecha, that the Rabban Shem is going to yitzav the malachim to protect you on your way, that the seifei tevis of ki malachav yitzavolach is the same as the Rashi tevis of the yachid rab malachim karam. Ki starts with, ends with the vav, yachid starts with the vav. Malachav ends with ki ends with a yud, yachid starts with yud. Malachav ends with a vav, yachid verabim, and so on. So it has a kasha. Ki malach tzavah shmarach v'chod rachecha. The malachim are going to tzav him to protect him on the way. So it has a kasha with yachid rab malach v'rabim. That's to be nitzim called the goyim rama death. But the question still is why. What does one thing have to do? Why does one have to do the other? The Gemara says in Brachas, last parak, that when a person goes into a Beis HaKisei, he should say his Kavdu, Mechubadim, Kadoshim, Mishasa El Yalim, Kabduni, Amtinuli, Asha Ova, the Eitz HaLechem. He came back from Shofanei Adam. When a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he should say what I just mentioned. What is it? Rashi says, there's always malachim that go with every person. There's always malachim. But the malachim will not go into Beis HaKisei. So when a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he should tell the malachim, look, I'm not trying to get away from you. I'm going to the Beis HaKisei. He came back from Shmei Adam because I'm a human being. I have to go to the Beis HaKisei. Please wait for me until I come out. Wait for me. So it says in the Gemara, there's no chalek. The Mechabes brings it. Mechabes says, that's what you're supposed to do. When you go to the Beis HaKisei, you're supposed to tell the Malachim, wait for me until I come out. Then the Mechabes says, the Achshav loy nahagula amrei. We're not naive as manazah to say this tefillah? So the Bach explains, why not? Because not everyone is holding on the madrega that has malachim with him all the time. So a person, before he goes to the basic kisei, he turns around and says, please, malach, wait for me. So he's a balgaiva. He's saying, I have malach with me. And I'm asking malachim, so it's a midas anivus that not to do it, not to show off, you know, that I have malach. The Gemara says, when a person comes home from shul on Leil Shabbos, so there's two malachim that go with him, and the malachim, if they see that everything is mitumatzas, shulchan aruch, everything, they say ken yod Shabbos haba. So there's two malachim that go with him. So when we come home, we say shalom aleichem, malchei shores, we say shalom aleichem to them, we say bayachem l'shalom, baruchun l'shalom. And then we say tzeshom shalom, goodbye. So well, that's a kavod parim to the malachim that you say that first you say that bayachem shalom, you say shalom aleichem, bayachem shalom, and then afterwards you say goodbye. What kind of prayer is that? So the Rabbi Yaakov says you're supposed to say tzeshom shalom. When you go to Shabbat Shalom, you'll decide when you want to leave. I'm not throwing you out, but when you go to Shabbat Shalom, the Rabbi Kivega did not say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night. Why? He said, "Who am I to be zeichet to malachim?" In the same way, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't say they should wait for you before you go to Beis Kisei, because we're not holding the madrega. So he didn't say it. He thought it was a gaiva to say it. The Chassam Sofer didn't say Shalom Aleichem either, for the same reason. Now, the Chassam Sofer married the Rav Kiriger's daughter, the second Shidduch. So after he was married to Rav Kiriger's daughter, when he married her, and when he came, and when the Chassam Sofer came back for the first as a chassan, the first Shabbos, he didn't say Shalom Aleichem. She didn't expect him to say Shalom Aleichem. She never even heard him saying Shalom Aleichem. Her father never said Shalom Aleichem, so he didn't say Shalom Aleichem also. There was no Kiddush. Then once the Rav Kiviga came to Peshburg and stayed over by the Chassam Sofer, and when they came back from shul, the Chassam Sofer and Rav Kiviga came back together, they both started saying Shalom Aleichem. So the Mrs. Chassam Sofer said to her father, said, Tata, you never said this before. He said to her husband, you never said this, so what's going on? So Rav Kiviga said, I never said it before, because who am I to zechem malachim? But I'm saying shalom aleichem to the Chassam Sofer's malachim. And because he's for sure zechem. And the Chassam Sofer said the same thing. I don't say it, because who am I? But for Rav Kiviga, for sure the malachim, I'm saying to them. So, as I said, we say the Rav Yaakov said you're supposed to say bitzeschem l'shalom when they leave. I was at the levaya of Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. Rav Henkin was a big pesach in New York. Rav Moshe Feinstein held him to be the Rav of New York. He was there since 1922, and Rav Moshe first came, I think, in 1935. So he held him. He was the Rav of New York. And when he mentions him in his tshuvas, even though he doesn't always agree with him, but he always treats him with a lot of covet, and he goes into what he said. He was very much of Rav Henkin. So Basif Yomov, he had a he was difficult. He was in the 90s, I think 93 when he was nifta, and it was difficult for him to walk up the steps. He lived in the projects on the east side. It was difficult for him to walk up the steps. So he had a minion in his apartment on Friday night. So he had 10, 15 people there. And there was a gabbai who was in charge of making sure that the someone should go up to the armor, that whatever had to be done, this gabbai took care of it. When it was nifta, so Rav Moshe Feinstein spoke, Rav Yehav Kamenetsky spoke, Rav David Lipschitz spoke, all the gedolim spoke. And this president of the shul, he said, I'm the president, I'm the gabbai. He said, I shall speak, because I'm the president of the shul. So, I mean, he was a fine person, but he was not, he never went to yeshiva, was not a Talmud Chacham from me, but it was not, so they said, like, you can speak, like, what kind of shaykh do you have? Like, there were thousands of people there. So Rosh Chaim said, let him speak. So let him speak. I remember everything he said, but I remember one thing that he said. He said that before they left, every Friday night, and they said good Shabbos to Rav Henkin, Rav Henkin told them, be careful when you say Tzeiskam L'Sholem, that you don't say it to the Shabbos Day Gemalachim, you should say it to the weekday Malachim. So Rav Henkin answered that question. What do you say Tzeiskam L'Sholem? First you say Vayachem L'Sholem, then you say Tzeiskam L'Sholem right away? No. There are two sets of Malachim. There are weekday Malachim, which he says in the Shulchan Aruch that we're not knowing anymore to say it's Kavdu Mechubadim. And there's Shabbos Digim Malachim. So the Shabbos Digim Malachim say Shalom Aleichem. To the weekday Malachim, you're off now. You're off for Shabbos. You have vacation. So to them you say Tzeiskam L'Sholem. So the... it says in the Pasuk, there's Binyon Achi Yosef, Veshorach Yaakov is Echav, Ki Omar, Pen Yikra Enu Asayim. He didn't want to send Binyamin to Mitzrayim, Pen Yikra Enu Asayim. So the glass of Hasha, the Chiva Bais, Lo Yikra Enu Asayim, if the Rebbeinu wants something to happen to him, can you run away from the Rebbeinu Shalom? If the Rebbeinu wants something to happen to him, if he's in the house, it'll be the same thing. El Mikan, Sha'asot Makatik V'Sha'asot Sakana. From here you see, that a person of muscle sakana son is makatrik. So therefore, Yaakov didn't want to put Binyamin v'kol adrachim v'chesel sakana heim. So Yaakov didn't want to put Binyamin in the mokum of sakana. So he didn't want to send it. So now the question is like this. The pasuk says, ki malachah yitzal v'loch v'shmach v'chod v'checha. The Baruch Hu is going to send his malachim to protect you. The Shmorcha B'chod Rechecha. But the Chol Adroch B'chesel Sakana. And the Sultan is Makatrim Gesef and Sakana. So the Sultan says something bad should happen to him. The Malachim say nothing bad should happen to him. So what's the Baruch Hu supposed to do over here? The answer is Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. Because there's two Malachim, Ki Malachav Yitzav Malachim Shmorcha B'chod Rechecha. There's Malachim. There's one Sultan. So we say the halacha is Yochid Malachim Karabim. So you have to listen to the Malachim, because the Rebbeinu Shlom also keeps the Torah. The Gemara says, what's written in the tefillin of the Rebbeinu Shlom? There in our tefillin is written Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's written in the tefillin of the Rebbeinu Shlom? Mi Kamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. So Rebbeinu Shlom puts on tefillin. The Rebbeinu Shlom treats it also with the statutes of the Torah, and since the halacha is Yochid Malachim Karabim, so therefore it's a zgula, we not sell b'chol p'goyim ramadach. And one more thought, I just want to finish off with. It says in the pasuk, "Vayetz Yaakov in Beersheva ve'er Charana." Yaakov went out of Beersheva and he went to Charan. So Chaim V'Loshna says, why does the Torah not have any extra words? So Yaakov, Rashi already deals with the question why I'd say Vayetze Yaakov me Beersheva. If he went to Chan, he must have gone out of Beersheva. So actually says, Skirish upon a Tzadik Mina Ayir, upon a Hedo, upon a Zil, upon a Hodra, whatever the answer is. But why did I have to say Vayela Charana? You should could have said Vayetze Yaakov me Beersheva, no Charan. What would you save if you said the Charan instead of Vayelach Harana, the Vav of Vayelach, you save. It will say Lachara. The Yud of Vayelach, you save. The Lamed you don't save because that's a Lachara. They say Achim Veshel Lachara. So you say the Chaf of Vayelach, you save. And the Hay of Harana. The Lachara, you should say. That's Vav, Yud, Chaf, and Hay, which are the osius of Rosh HaTevis of Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. That's what Rav Chaim V'Loshna says. Because this is Gula. that this Yochanan ben Malacha Karabim was the school with which Yaakov Avinu went from Be'er Sheva to Haran, and even though he got Eliphaz came in the middle and wanted to kill him, the Yochanan ben Malacha Karabim was saved. So this Shem of the Rebbeinu Shlom, as he puts it, was with Yaakov all the way, and that's why I told the Vayeruch to tell you that with this chus of Yochanan ben Malacha Karabim, he was literally called Ram Ramatech. Thank you.